Hello, and welcome to our service of online worship in the parishes of Harton and Cleedon Park on this, the fifth Sunday in Lent. Wherever you are joining us from, you are most welcome. All I want to know is Christ and the power of his resurrection. The Lord our Redeemer be with you,
and also with you.
God of our days and years, we set this time apart for you. Form us in the likeness of Christ, so that our lives may glorify you. Amen. Let us hear our Lord's blessing on those who follow him. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are those who suffer persecution for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen.
A reading from the prophet Jeremiah. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judea. It will not be like the covenant that I made with their ancestors when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, a covenant that they broke, though I was their husband, says the Lord. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts. And I will be their God, and they shall be my people. No longer shall they teach one another, or say to each other, Know the Lord. For they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, says the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and remember their sin no more. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
A reading from the letter to the Hebrews. Christ did not glorify himself in becoming a high priest, but was appointed by the one who said to him, You are my son, today I have begotten you. As he says also in another place, You are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek. In the days of his flesh, Jesus offered up prayers and supplications with loud cries and tears to the one who was able to save him from death, and he was heard because of his reverent submission. Although he was a son, he learned obedience through what he suffered, and having been made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him. Having been designated by God a high priest according to the order of Melchizedek. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Out of the depths I have called to you, Lord. Let your ears be open to hear my voice. My hope is in God's word. If you recorded all our sins, who could come before you? My hope is in God's word. There is forgiveness with you, therefore you shall be feared. My hope is in God's word. My soul is longing for the Lord, more than those who watch for daybreak. My hope is in God's word. O Israel, wait for the Lord, for with the Lord there is mercy. My hope is in God's word. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. My hope is in God's word.
Oh, Praise to you, O Christ, King of eternal glory. Those who want to save their life will lose it, says the Lord, and those who lose their life for my sake and for the sake of the gospel will save it. Praise to you, O Christ, King of eternal glory. Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to John. Now among those who went up to worship at the festival were some Greeks. They came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and said to him, Sir, we wish to see Jesus. Philip went and told Andrew. Then Andrew and Philip went and told Jesus. Jesus answered them, The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Very truly I tell you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a single grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Those who love their life lose it, and those who hate their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there will my servant be also. Whoever serves me, the Father will honour. Now my soul is troubled, and what should I say? Father, save me from this hour. No, it is for this reason that I have come to this hour. Father, glorify your name. Then a voice came from heaven. I have glorified it, and I will glorify it again. The crowd standing there heard it and said that it was thunder. Others said, An angel has spoken to him. Jesus answered, This voice has come for your sake, not for mine. Now is the judgment of this world. Now the ruler of this world will be driven out. And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself. He said this to indicate the kind of death he was to die. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.
I wonder how many people feel like Lent has gone on for at least a year this year. How many of us have moments where we feel like this whole half-life we've been living in COVID has been more Lenten a Lent, a life, than ever we've experienced before? How many of us feel like if Lent is about giving things up, well, haven't we given up enough, denied ourselves enough in obedience this last year? What more would God have us do? What more even is there to do? How many of us wonder where God is in all this? How hollow does it feel to think Jesus came to bring us life when we are living a life at present that feels far from abundant? Or I wonder, how many people feel like the Lenten sense of COVID has made us closer to God? How, when Jesus tells us that to follow him means giving things up, taking up our cross and denying ourselves things, how much that has become real over this last year? I wonder how much we reflect that though we know that the greatest commandment is to love God and to love our neighbour, our world has been so very much about ourselves. Our world globally and our own world here around us. How we have felt denied. And how that matters to us, what we seek to have restored. But if we think, how when we seek to feed the hungry, clothe the naked and welcome the stranger, it is only a small part of what we are already doing to or for ourselves. We buy an additional few tins or packets when we do our shops. We donate jumpers or coats we no longer wear to clear our wardrobes when we order a new season things. We are spending much more of our money on refreshing our gardens than we donate to UNICEF for COVAX jabs. We have been denied hugs with our loved ones, and many people's isolation is driving extreme distress, but still we are the lucky ones. How do we reflect on these things in our own quiet time with God? Is it still easier to consider ourselves denied and living in a Lenten world than an abundant one? Jesus, when he called his followers and told them that to follow him meant giving things up, denying themselves, losing their own lives in order to gain life with him, pulled no punches. This was more radical than we find it easy to follow today. It's simple to know that it's all about love. Jesus tried to impress on his followers by his words and by his actions, by his life and by his death, that there is nothing simple or easy about love. He understood that his ministry was about love, not additional love, but foundational love. His teaching, healing, dining with outcasts, confronting the powerful and the elite, even dying on a cross, was about love. He came to restore the world with love. He taught his followers, or he showed his followers, whether they learnt it or not, certainly before he died, we can't be 100% sure, that to follow him means to bear that same love into our world, a beautiful but broken world. Take up your cross, he says, and follow me. Follow me to the hill outside the city and look back down on the world. See those suffering on the margins, ignored, left behind. See those around you who are hungry, watching others discard unused or unwanted food. See those who are isolated and lonely, alone even in crowds. See those who are overlooked or abandoned or trafficked or expendable in any way. Hear the voices of, see the people who are silently reaching out, desperate for healing, for hope, for a simple or a single human response. Is our Lenten fast not just to deny ourselves coffee or chocolate, and especially in a time when we feel we have been denied so much already, there is little left to give up, but in fact to do more? How many of us would rail against that? We have lost so much, now you want more? Doesn't it make us feel like Oliver holding up his empty bowl? Wouldn't that seem not just Lenten, but unjust? Jesus understood his ministry. His life was about love. Love is not easy. It demands sacrifices and compromises. It can be heartbreakingly painful as well as beautiful. It can be breathtaking and complex and hard as well as stunningly simple. And yet we know to yearn for it and to work for it. That is our burden when we follow Christ, to breathe that same love into the world that he did. If we look to him as our pattern, we see that it never was going to be easy. It never is going to be easy. But it is a lot more about not eating chocolate while the temptation of eggs and bunnies shine out from almost every shelf, or foregoing the beef of a Sunday lunch with all the trimmings while so many in the world survive on just a handful of rice or beans per day. In Lent, if we choose to give something up, we must also understand that we have it to give up. We are rich beyond measure to be able to make that choice. And we do not choose things like giving up clean water or sanitation or the roof over our heads. We do not choose to withhold the vaccinations of our children against fatal but avoidable diseases, or turn down the COVID jab we've been called for. We lay aside for the moment our concern for the animals on whom vaccines are tested. If we want Lent to be a time for us to draw nearer to God, then we must recognise our gratitude for the life we have that affords us such choices. Our Lenten fast might just as well be less to give up what we can afford not really to miss, but to fast from taking all of that for granted, and praying for our eyes and hearts and hands and pockets to be opened to the injustice in the world that needs mending by love. Why am I saying this now, as we come to the end of Lent? Why not at the beginning, to urge us to have these reflections echoing through the 6 weeks? Am I trying to spare you what should be an uncomfortable consideration? Am I conscious that there are plenty for whom this year-long fast has been so difficult, there could be little point in suggesting we do more? Not really, though I think we still have time to meditate a little on what taking up our cross, denying ourselves and following Christ means, not just in Lent, but always. We are entering now Passiontide, and will soon follow Jesus as he literally takes up his cross. There is no greater love than to lay down your life, John tells us in chapter 15. And as we are invited to reflect on Jesus' passion, we might reflect on passion as so great a love that laid down its life for us. How then does passion, that great love, burn within us as the followers that are Christ's hands and bodies in our world today? If love is a few tins or packets or coats or jumpers, what is passion? In Passiontide, we will see characters around Jesus ministering to him in love, carrying his cross, wiping his brow, keeping vigil as he dies, tending to his body, taking his mother under their wing. God is love. Jesus was love with skin on. I read that somewhere. But that is what we are. We know love can be hard, but seeking to live in that foundational love is who we are as Jesus' followers. To follow him means to bear that same love, to breathe that same love into our world, a beautiful but broken world. If we have struggled to live Lent in these strange, rather Lenten times, may we at least seek in Passiontide both to know God's great burning love for us, but also to know how and where and when to minister it back into his world, his whole world. May we prepare to look back, look down from the cross with Jesus and see God's world as he sees it. Lord Jesus, you have taught us that what we do for the least of our brothers and sisters, we do also for you. Give us the will to be the servant of others as you were the servant of all and gave up your life and died for us, but are alive and reign now and forever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ said, "The first commandment is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is the only Lord. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this: Love your neighbour as yourself. There is no other commandment greater than these. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." Amen. Lord, have mercy. Compassion and forgiveness belong to the Lord our God, though we have rebelled against him. Let us then renounce our willfulness and ask his mercy by confessing our sins in penitence and faith. Wash away all my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Against you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight. Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God, who sent his Son into the world to save sinners, bring us his pardon and peace, now and forever. Amen.
Response to the prayer, Lord of Compassion, is, In your mercy, hear us. Lord, you are patient, forgiving and merciful to all who repent. May your children become more like you, holding fast to what is right and conscientiously seeking to fulfill your purposes. We pray that this time of Lent may bring refreshment and peace to all on their journey of faith, that they may grow in grace and knowledge of your love for us. We pray for all who have helped us to grow in faith, for teachers and preachers, for friends and relatives, for all who have been a shining example to us on our journey. We ask that you will bless all who by their goodness show the world your goodness. Lord of Compassion, in your mercy hear us. We pray for the Church throughout the world, that it may be true to your teaching, constant and sincere in prayer and worship, confident in its mission to the world. We pray for our fellow Christians, especially those who suffer real hardship in their proclamation of your word. We pray for our parishes and all whom we serve in your name. Lord, may each of us bring others to know you, and in loving you, to serve you, whom to serve is perfect freedom. Lord of Compassion, in your mercy, hear us. We pray for those affected by conflict and disasters of many forms. We remember particularly those countries in the Middle East and in Africa affected by war, civil strife, and repression, and the people of all countries suffering the effects of the COVID-19 pandemic. We ask for a fairer sharing of aid and medical resources for the poorer countries of the world. Lord of compassion, in your mercy hear us. Lord, especially at this time, we pray for the work of those occupied in medical research, for doctors, nurses, and all health workers. We ask that you will be with them when situations become challenging and they have to make difficult, sometimes ethical, decisions. We pray for all who work in the emergency services and all who risk their lives to save others. We pray for those people living with any form of distress, those separated from their loved ones because of isolation requirements, that they may feel your love enfolding them in their suffering and will be with them in their time of need. We remember those who are ill and those who have asked for our prayers. And in a moment of silence, let us bring before God those who are in our particular thoughts of today. Lord of compassion, in your mercy hear us. We remember all who have died and those who mourn their death, especially those dear to us, that they may even now be experiencing the joy of the eternal Easter with Christ in glory. We pray for the families of James Mangini, Jennifer Tinmouth, and Billy Lysat, who died recently, and Bob Skipper, John Bland, William Johnson, Sue Wright, John Elliott, Charlie Loudon, and Gladys Langley, whose memory we keep at this time. Lord of compassion, in your mercy hear us. Father, teacher, and comforter, be near to us when temptations arise. Help us if trials come. Perfect and complete your image in us by the example of your Son, Jesus Christ, whose love for you survived even to the cross. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen.
As our Saviour taught us, so we pray.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Gracious Father, you gave up your Son out of love for the world. Lead us to ponder the mysteries of his passion, that we may know eternal peace through the shedding of the Saviour's blood, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us affirm our faith in Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Though he was divine, he did not cling to equality with God, but made himself nothing. Taking the form of a slave, he was born in human likeness. He humbled himself and was obedient to death, even the death of the cross. Therefore God has raised him on high and given him the name above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, and every voice proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen. God of compassion, through your Son Jesus Christ, you have reconciled your people to yourself. As we follow his example of prayer and fasting, may we obey you with willing hearts and serve one another in holy love, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.